This fall, Eddie Thompson of College Station will turn 98 years old. The years have robbed him of some of his hearing and his eyesight, but not of his spirit or his memory of his proud service in World War II aboard the cruiser USS Birmingham, one of the most active and significant battleships of the war. Hi, I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley, and we'll be back to start the story of Eddie Thompson of College Station right after this from Meese & Associates.
If you are in need of legal services, please consider calling Meese & Associates Attorneys at Law, Meese & Associates, an involved community partner. Meese & Associates, attorneys who care about helping you and helping our community. Call us at 846-9608. Licensed by the State Bar of Texas, not certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. Meese & Associates, Attorneys at Law, 846-9608.
Just last week, Eddie Thompson observed the 60th anniversary of the day he almost died aboard the Birmingham when a Japanese suicide plane crashed on the deck right next to the cabin where Eddie Thompson worked. He'll talk more about that tomorrow, but today, well, let's go back more than 60 years when then-Dallasite Eddie Thompson worked his way up the corporate ladder at the Baker Hotel in downtown Big D.
Well, it started out as a bellhop. The bellman, you know, they help people carry luggage and show them to the rooms and do whatever they can for them. And then I got to be bell captain, and then I got to be night manager of the hotel. Came on at 11 o'clock at night and golfed at 7 the next morning. And I didn't like the night work, but I tried to do it anyway.
Yeah, to start out, he toted the luggage of many a politician, entertainer, and other VIP.
A lot of comedians and all that. Bob Hope, even. He was down there.
Turns out he didn't have to join up in the service, but he would have it no other way. But young Eddie Thompson, he wanted Navy all the way.
Well, I didn't want to be drafted and put in the Army. I just wanted to be in the Navy instead of the Army, so I made a choice. The government declared the hotel industry essential to the war effort, and key personnel would not be drafted indefinitely. They just would never be drafted. And I was a key personnel. I was the night manager of the Baker Hotel.
And his assignment?
And I was assigned to the Birmingham. And I was on it almost a year.
He learned his skills for the Birmingham in the Office of Naval Procurement. They figured that working at the Baker all those years, this guy had to be a people person.
Learn how to handle people, you know, I had to get them to fill out papers, one thing or another, forms of all kinds to fill out. And I had to see that they did it right. And I learned in some crazy ones and then some good ones.
On the Birmingham, he was pretty much the brains behind the gunners.
Well, we were in the computer room, they called it. We had instruments that aimed the guns. And the guns were in a mount up on the decks, you know. And they can't fire, can't do anything unless an officer tells them to. And we were in the room, and five decks down in that ship, it was connected with phones to the turrets. And we told them what to do. They couldn't do anything unless we told them to.
Eddie Thompson was involved in several battles from the deck of the Birmingham, most significant battles at Iwo Jima and Okinawa. And there was the suicide plane on May the 4th of 1945. We'll hear that story tomorrow with Eddie Thompson of CL-62, the USS Birmingham. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley. 97-year-old
Eddie Thompson of College Station, U.S. Navy retired. He served us in World War II aboard the USS Birmingham, one of the most active and famous cruisers of the Pacific Fleet.
Hi, I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley, brought to you by Meese & Associates. We'll be back and talk to Eddie Thompson, among other things, the suicide attack plane in May of 1945. All that's coming right after this.
If you are in need of legal services, please consider calling Meese & Associates Attorneys at Law, Meese & Associates, an involved community partner. Meese & Associates, attorneys who care about helping you and helping our community. Call us at 846-9608. Licensed by the State Bar of Texas, not certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. Meese & Associates, Attorneys at Law, 846-9608.
From the deck of the Birmingham, his Pacific tour took him to or past a list of islands that he can still rattle off with remarkable recollection.
Well, it's Kwajalein, San Anthony, Weetok, Saipan, Tinian, Guam, Ulithi, Iwo Jima, Karamoroto, Aishima, and Okinawa.
Well, near war's end, waiting to go home, he found himself spending a good amount of time camped on a hillside in Okinawa.
And we got a 30-man tent pitched on the side of a hill on Okinawa and lived there 10 days waiting for a troop ship to bring me back to the States. And finally, I got back to San Francisco.
Yeah, good conditions? Hardly.
Rainy and mosquitoes. That was two of the worst things. Boy, those mosquitoes nearly drug us off.
There was constant danger aboard the Birmingham, and this crew of more than 1,300 stood ready to face it. It had been attacked by Japanese suicide planes twice before, and there was always that danger. Here's Eddie Thompson.
We were just leery all the time that they were going to dive into us and scared of it, you know. So, but we had to live with it. And finally one did, like I told you, it killed 51 men and wounded 80 men. That's one suicide plane.
And that was May 4th, 1945. Eddie Thompson will never forget it.
Well, I remember I was just scared to death nearly. I didn't know what was going on. We heard the alarms and things on the ship that was danger out there. And we just was walking around in a daze because we didn't know what to do. And all at once, this ship next door to me, I mean, this plane hit carrying a 500-pound bomb. And it dove into even the medical department, the hospital part, was hit and killed some men that was in there as patients. It's just unbelievable how things happened out there.
Eddie Thompson turns 98 years old this fall. He lived 60 of those years with his wife, Betty, who he lost in 1996. He's proud to be part of the greatest generation and knows the significance of that time.
I'm proud that I would say that I was a veteran of World War II. And they say that the World War II families, the generation of World War II generation did the greatest thing they ever done for this country. They won World War II, and I think it's right too.
We salute you, World War II veteran Eddie Thompson, and on an upcoming happy 98th birthday. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley.